Thursday morning. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry, for I am but a sojourner with you, a wayfarer, as all my forebears were. A reading. And there are days when heaven is the long, slow creep of light into the sky, and you feel the world around you shrug itself into wakefulness, and within you comes a glow like you see at the rim of the sky above the trees, this rising up, this elevating of your spirit, your humanity to creation one more time, and you surrender yourself to that crucial joining like you would to a current, bobbing and drifting, born again into the realm of possibility, hidden just beneath the surface of this ordinary day, its tidal muscle relentless until you open your eyes and walk into it, connected once again to who you are and who you can become.
Thank you.
The Lord's Prayer. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, holy and blessed is your true name. We pray for your reign of peace to come. We pray that your good will be done. Let heaven and earth become one. Give us this day the bread we need. Give it to those who have none. Let forgiveness flow like a river between us, from each one to each one. Lead us to holy innocence beyond the evil of our days. Come swiftly, Mother, Father, come. For yours is the power and the glory and the mercy. Forever your name is all in one. Amen. The closing prayer. God of wakefulness and possibility, thank you for the slow unfurling of this day. Thank you for all that it may become, and thank you for what it brings to us each hour. Help us offer that connection and becoming to those around us today. Amen. May you hear today the song of God's grace unfolding, the music of the world's becoming, the beating of God's own heart in, with, and under all creation.